matchup problems in different ways.
Yeah, both, you know, kind of game changers and people you have to really, the defense has to concern themselves with. So similar in that respect. Mm-hmm.
Wycheck always talks about looking at tight ends like that and wondering why people don't just consistently jam them, throw them off course. What do you think defenders are looking at as the – I mean, if I try to jam Delaney or Gronk and I fail, obviously, it's going to be worse for me. Is that why people don't do it so much, or are people failing at it?
I think if they do it, they probably have help from somewhere else. You know, it's not a pure one-on-one deal. So, I mean, I think they try to, and they don't succeed.
When you look at the Patriots, how much more different or difficult does that make the week of preparation to try to get ready for everything that they could potentially do?
Yeah, you definitely have to know your game plan and know it versus a bunch of different looks. So they have a lot of talented players that know how to play within that defense. And we have a big challenge this weekend.
You've been around the league for a while. What's it like going into Foxborough when they have a team like this?
Whenever you're going to Foxborough, it's a tough place to play, but a fun place to play. One of the better venues in the NFL. Serious about their football and knowledgeable fans. So, again, adds to our challenge.
Malarkey said on Monday that he reminded you guys that if you play like you did on Sunday and don't do everything you need to, this one could get ugly. Is there a sense around here that there has to be that sort of renewed focus to dot all the I's and cross all the T's this week?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't kind of look at it in that negative light, but we definitely have to be focused and know our game plan and be mentally and physically prepared.
Cool. Thanks.